Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Taz Moose on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio, as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way, Bogus, your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go. What do you need to know here on this Tuesday morning? Here you go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Cowboys overcome slow start, defeat Giants 37-18.
Yes, well said, Zach Martin. Well said here on this Tuesday morning. That's exactly the way it played out. Slow start for the Cowboys. Giants leading 12-3, about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Cowboys rally to take a 13-12 lead at the half. They blow the game open with 21 points in the fourth quarter. It was a tight game going into the fourth, Taz. Really, anybody's game. And if you're a Giant fan, you're saying, all right, here we go. Snap that. I mean, they lost five straight to the Cowboys going into last night. Said, all right, maybe it's going to be our night. Find a way to win the football game. And unfortunately, they couldn't finish. The Cowboys did. Elliott runs for a 139. Prescott with three touchdown passes, generating turnovers. Three by Daniel Jones, an interception, two lost fumbles as well. And the Giants end up losing the game by 19.
Yeah. Look, they got, listen, it's no shocker here. You know, we kind of, we had a feeling, but they got to fix some stuff. And I mean, that's all about next year for the Giants, as we know. And hopefully everything with the fumbleitis that the young quarterback has with Jones and stuff like that. But also, I mean, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You have a problem with the fact that it took the Cowboys a while to get rolling here? You know what I mean?
Taz, we've talked about, I've mentioned their slow starts. They're a slow starting team. It's a problem.
Yeah.
It really is. They were, they were a slow start against the Packers, slow start against the Miami Dolphins, slow start initially, first game of the year against the Giants, slow start against the Washington Redskins. They don't come out of the gates really running the majority of this year. They really haven't. There have been a couple instances where they have, but a lot of the times, Taz, they come out of these games sleepwalking and they find themselves behind before they start to find a little bit of a rhythm here. And you can also call into question just how good the Dallas Cowboys are. I mean, the one team they came out rolling against was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, right. They did come out rolling.
And they steamrolled Philadelphia, right?
Right, right.
Aside from that, last night was a case in point where, the Dallas Cowboys initially are saying, the Giants could finish off some of these drives. The Giants would have been winning that game going away, and they just could not finish off drives. Think about this, the Rosas for the Giants, who's a wonderful kicker, right? Pro Bowler a year ago for Big Blue. He had four field goals where drives for the Giants ended at the 12-yard line and in, right? The longest field goal he had, I believe, was 29 yards. He had a 29-yarder, I think two 26-yarders, and a 21-yarder. Think about that. The 21-yard field goal is when you're sitting there fourth and goal at the 4-yard line. And you can't get it in. They can't finish drives, Taz. The Giants have an issue finishing these drives. Now, you got to give the Cowboys defense some credit.
Right.
But the Giants could finish off some of those drives. That game's a close. Giants might have won that game last night.
Yeah, I was all in on the Giants. The Cowboys in the beginning of the year. All in. And as the weeks evolved, I'm like, I think I might have been wrong on this one here. Even though they were victorious last night, it's just something. When you play against those dominant teams and you have that slow start, well, something happens. You lose the game.
No doubt.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see how it evolves for the Dallas Cowboys.
Here is Garrett, Jason Garrett, I should say, the Cowboys head coach after the victory.
Starts up front. You got to win those battles up front, both in the running game and the passing game. And to contain 26 like we did running the football was big. Obviously, he made the big play on the screen. But, for the most part, we kept him quiet. And that's certainly the priority. And, again, I thought our guys rushed well. I thought we covered well in the back end. I thought we tackled well in space. Sean Lee made a number of big-time space tackles for us. So, that's so critical when you have playmakers on the other side.
Yeah, Sean Lee. I mean, that's a nice linebacker depth to have. Not many teams can have a Sean Lee coming off the bench. bench. Leighton Vander Esch did not play last night. The young dynamic linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys out hurt. You saw him on the bench. Thick neck and all.
He's a bull.
Right, his neck was wider than his head. It was a little awkward to look at.
That's how football players are supposed to look. You know what I mean? I get crazy. Sorry. Well, but Jalen Smith, another awesome linebacker they have. You know what I mean? They've got some good LBs there for
sure. They do. You're right. How about Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott? Here are the two offensive stars for the Cowboys last night after the win.
I mean, I think when you play any division team, you're familiar with them. You're familiar with the personnel. You're familiar with the scheme that they want to play. When you get to play a team twice, that happens. So we've got a great team, a lot of great guys in this offense. Obviously, a great defense that holds those guys down, that allows us to go out there and just score more points. It's a good team on the other side. It was a great game, great division rival.
I think I played a really good game today. I can look back and think of one or two plays where I don't think I played the best of my ability, but I think definitely for this offensive line and me, we're starting to get rolling. We're hitting a stride, and if we're going to be able to run the ball like that the rest of the season, we're going to be a hard offensive stop.
Ain't no shade on me for Zeke Elliott. I was great tonight. I couldn't have played better. I was great tonight.
Yeah. Awesome. That's Pete the Body after a day of running the board here and on DA's show.
Right.
Now, he tells Pete, Mike how'd it go today? I was great today, Mike.
I was great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes.
How about for the Giants? They fall by 19. Here's their head coach, Pat Shurmur.
Hey, listen, they're up by a point at halftime because we missed an extra point. You know, otherwise, come out and you keep playing. Do what you can to win the game, did that.
He's just so uninspiring.
I think the turnovers hurt us, and so all the things you can't do in a ball game happened, and it hurt us, and we lost.
Listen to the guy's guy's voice.
Agree.
Do you want to play for that guy?
No, I know. He's not inspirational. I don't disagree with you. I agree with you, and that's the wrong thing. I mean, now you're blaming Rosas? I mean,
exactly.
We're trailing at half. I mean, how about this? Maybe Jones doesn't throw the interception on 3rd and 10, where it's basically a punt to the defensive back Woods for the Dallas Cowboys, but then takes it all the way back to your 39-yard line. How about that?
Exactly. You're exactly right. I mean, come on.
You know, throw it. Don't throw the ball deep. Throw a complete pass. Make the Cowboys and then punt the ball down the field and make sure you have a 12-10 lead at the half. What says you, Daniel Jones?
They're a good team. They've got good stuff. I thought we were well prepared. I think there at the end we kind of got behind and had to throw it. So I think that hurt us in the run game. But yeah, I don't know. They did a good job. They're a good team.
Monday night game between two NFC East teams goes the Cowboys' way decidedly in the fourth quarter as they make it a laugh for 37-18.
Number 2,
Cat steals the show at MetLife Stadium.
Certainly did, and dominated social media.
Wait a minute. This is...
Headline 2. It was the Black Cat last night.
No. Well, that's a headline?
Yes, that is.
You agree?
I agree with you, yes.
Mike, you're okay with whoever put this together? You good with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Today was... There wasn't much.
All right.
We're digging deep today.
No problem.
Give the feline, who's probably living a very hard life, not a lot of love. It's an alley cat, nasty. And it's making its home at MetLife Stadium. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I'm sure.
Because she don't know what team to root for.
Dun-dun-dun.
That's why he's wearing black.
Here's Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood 1. Take a listen.
A black cat has taken the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25 to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
Black
at the
Cat
8.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday night football. Right. Monday night football.
He's a little bit late.
Yes.
Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the 5.
Edit.
He's Who brought the walking. Cat?
He's walking to the 3. He's at the 2. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look, they're trying to corner him. And they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands. And the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again. And it's running in the back of the end zone.
Only in New Jersey.
And it runs up the tunnel.
Oh, my God.
That is fun. That's a good job by Harlan, having a good time.
Nice. Yeah, it is a good job. For those wondering, like currently on CBS Sports, the website over there that they cover sports every day, it's the fourth biggest story right now.
Yeah.
So to the point, you know, unless you want to talk about the ex-Alabama five-star D lineman who transferred to Colorado.
No,
that's not riveting.
No, the cat was nasty looking too.
Mean looking, nasty, maybe rabid.
I felt bad for the cat. The cat needed a little love.
Well, look, there's a lot of animals out there.
Cat needed
that
a little
stray
love.
Animals.
I agree.
The cat needed a lot. Probably needed an antibiotic and an injection and a bath and then some love.
Yeah,
you know?
maybe we should make it a Taz and the Moose road trip. We drive out to MetLife Stadium, find this cat, and Biseglia and his lovely wife can adopt it.
Should we rent the minivan?
Why not? Uber it right on over.
And he destroys my home.
And poor Leon just gets his ass whooped on a daily basis.
Be dead meat.
And we'll call the cat.
No, Mike's a cat lover. Adopt it.
We'll call him Black Cat Jones. That's his name.
Leon would be done.
Black Cat Jones.
Hold out. We're supposed to get snow Thursday and Friday morning here in the Northeast.
BCJ. Black Cat Jones.
It's going to be cold, nasty.
Snow? What'd you say? Snow when? What?
Thursday and Friday morning.
Oh, I got to call my team.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's only a half an inch. Inch of snow. Not a lot. Don't worry about it. You don't have to get the team involved. It'll be gone before you know. Put on the heated driveway. You're A-OK.
All right. A switch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's all you need to do.
You know, remember that a while ago we had a conversation about the lack on Long Island of snow removal people.
I remember, yes.
And in Connecticut, where you are, you have them.
I have them, yeah.
Well, I got a guy.
My guy's, he doesn't come by. No, it's got to be 4 inches of snow.
No, my man. I understand what you're saying, and you're bragging. Yeah. But I have a guy now.
Oh, good for you. Nice.
I have a guy with a whole team of people.
I know your guy. He's going to take advantage. Start doing some extra stuff.
Hold on. Not the guy I told you about off air. That guy's not getting any more money.
We gave you.
That guy's not getting any more money.
Why is there an upcharge for $1.25? Taz, we gave you the special salt.
Well, I'm going to tell. Listen. Look,
this salt melts snow at a higher rate than the other salt.
So, Mike, Pete, listen. I was telling Moose this during the break, right? I was telling Moose this during the break. So, I get this bill from our landscaper we've had for years. Does my palatial estate. And he sends this bill. And there's a charge in there for like $325 for pruning. So my wife, I'm like, what is this? And she goes, I know. I saw the guys out there the other day. They're pruning the trees. We didn't ask them. We never asked somebody to prune nothing. We didn't ask anyone. I said, you tell them to prune the trees? She goes, no. I don't even know what that means. But I know I didn't ask for it. So we get this bill, 3 1/4, which is a mere bag of shells. But still, I don't need to give it to... You know, this guy. And I'm texting him. I said, homie.
How about you split the bill?
With who?
The guy. You pay him a $162.50 to go away.
Moose, no way. I said to him, I said, hey, Joe, what's the story? He goes, what's going on, bro? That's his reply. What's going on, bro?
I said, listen. You guys have that kind of relationship.
I guess. I said, what is the deal with the 3 1/4? It was full trimmings. We prune the trees now for people who want it. Whoa. We didn't ask for this. You can't just spend my money. Oh, that's the reply. Now what happens?
You're not paying it.
I'm not going to pay it.
Is he expecting payment? Yes.
He's going to bring me a collection now.
No, he's not going to go. It's not enough money to go to collection.
All right.
It's not enough.
I pay my bills, Moose. I don't play games.
You're wasted. No, just go find another guy to handle your yard.
That's what my brother-in-law told me.
Yeah, just go find another guy. Say, I'm done. You guys did something that I wanted to do. I had the same thing with Lawn King. They came and sprayed without
letting
me know.
You're dropping names. I respect that.
Well, they came in and sprayed without me knowing.
Just said their name. I love it.
But they were a reputable company. Wow. I called them up. I said, listen, you guys didn't tell me you were coming to
buy. So same deal.
We didn't notify you. I go, no, and I have it on my account that I'm supposed to be notified when you come by.
What'd they charge you for the spray?
I think it was like $75.
Doesn't matter. It's the principle.
But it's not extreme. It was spraying for ticks and stuff because the kids are in the yard and stuff like that. So
very
I want to make sure.
Very
right.
Important.
So we do it. They call it yard armor.
Yeah, it's a work.
It works. It's all natural stuff. But, you know, listen, whatever helps. So they spray all over the place. But they didn't tell me. And I called them. They're like, all right, we'll take it off your bill.
All right. So you handled it right. They handled it right.
They handled it right. They were great. And I'm still with them.
I don't know if Joe's going to handle it like that.
No, just tell them you're not paying them. That's all. Don't expect payment. I'm not paying you for pruning the trees. Did they do a nice job of pruning them?
Oh, yeah. No, they do a beautiful job. Yeah. Oh, nice. But I didn't ask for it. I like my trees unruly.
Yes.
I like them to look wild in like the forest. That's my gimmick. But my wife has texted me. She's not happy in this.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's the principle. You can't all of a sudden just start doing stuff without letting people know you're going to do it. That's wrong. I'm
trying to save money. The holidays are coming
up. I can't just spend money.
Changes abound. I got a lot of. Kidding me? I'm trying to save money for the empanada cart.
Yes.
Set up in front of this place.
Exactly right. All right, next.
Number three.
MRI shows Colts Jacoby Brissett has MCL sprain.
Day to day, best news you could get for the Colts. So wasn't able to finish that game against the Steelers. Taz, you knew it was a knee injury. He was walked with a limp off the field. Never returned to the game. Returned to the sideline with a big knee brace. You saw him going through kind of the warm-ups and the rituals. They kept Hoyer in the game. Never went back to Jacoby Brissett. He has the MRI, stretching of the ligaments. That's what a sprain is. No tear. So that's great news if you're a Colt fan. Great news if you're Jacoby Brissett. Day to day, they're going to play it by ear. They take on the Dolphins this week. We'll find out in terms of his availability as this week does go along.
Well, as usual, I help NFL teams and NFL players, coaches, management, and the fans. And I told you what you should do, Colts. Real simple. You play Hoyer. He threw the ball well. He had three touchdowns. He was 17-26. Sit Brissett in his gear. You're going to beat up on the Dolphins anyway. Run the ball with Mac. Run amok with that great offensive line. Give Campbell some touches. Get your win. And then you have Brissett ready the week after that.
I think based on the opponent, I think they can beat the Miami Dolphins with Hoyer.
Well, that's what I just said.
I know. I agree with you. I was just echoing that sentiment. Now, the question is, in terms of Brissett, you want to make sure, is they want to try and do some damage in those AFC playoffs. You want to make sure he's good to go, fully healthy, and not having any kind of lingering effects to this knee sprain, Taz. What is it? How long does it usually take for a knee sprain to get over?
Oh, it depends. I mean,
I know severity of which depends on it, but I mean, just a general knee sprain.
Could be a couple of weeks. I mean, it depends, you know, if it's the front of the kneecap. I had it once where it was my kneecap.
MCL sprain.
Take a couple of weeks, two, three weeks. Yeah, as long as they're, you know, doing the rehab right with the electric stem and stuff like that and with the ice. That's important.
Gotcha.
Ice it with the stem and all that jazz. By the way, I think Campbell got hurt. I think he broke his hand. I'm saying Campbell should get. Mac is the main guy. Didn't he get banged up?
Who, the Paris Campbell?
I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah, for the Colts?
Yeah, he got hurt. Yeah, I just want to make sure because I spitballed his name out there.
Oh, yes, yeah. He got banged up.
Jacoby
Brissett, MCL sprain. Day to day here, we'll find out his availability this week, come later on in the week from Frank Reich, Chris Ballard, and the leadership out there in Indianapolis. All right, we come back. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning. We talked about the relocation of the Los Angeles Chargers potentially out to London. We'll get into all that and more next. It's Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line of 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by our good friends over at Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Ba-ba-la-ba-ba-bo! Andrew Bogish in the house. Look at him. This is my jam right here, by the way. This is my jam. This is by Dick Dale again.
Is it really?
You know what? You're setting up to go to John here, and I went to Andrew. Andrew, stand by, sir. Let's talk to John in New Jersey.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
Hey, John. Andrew's a little upset. He got bumped for you.
Hey, Jack. I feel special.
Yes, you are special.
Well, look, I had to call in and take my lumps about the Pats. After the spanking we got on Sunday night. But before I get to that, Did I, at the top of the hour, I mean, maybe I'm, I don't know, maybe I have stuff in my ear, I didn't hear it right. Did the most say that he's in favor of the Chargers playing in London?
I am.
He did say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, Taz.
Yeah, I know.
Taz. Hard. Is he American? Wait, in this
hey, dude, he's also fine with the Jets and Giants sharing a stadium and anybody else who shares a stadium. I don't get that part either.
Well, I mean,
oh God!
Yeah. I mean, not everyone can have their own stadium. I mean, the owners then should go out there and build it. They wanted to put one on the West Side, Taz. You wanted this thing. The Jets wanted one on right off the West Side Highway. Would you have been with that?
No, you're right about that part.
Thank God the people in New York City said, "Hell no, we don't want that."
American football
would have been a disaster.
I like football. I love football. 9:30 on a Sunday. That's great. There should not be an American team in London. Absolutely not.
Well, what do you do then? Now, but okay, John. Let me ask you this then. What do you do with the Chargers?
Put them. There has to be a city,
Hawaii,
somewhere in the continental United States that could support a football team.
I would think so. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you.
I mean, you want to stick them. You don't want to take away from their natural rivalries. So you got to stick them out west.
They should have stayed in San Diego to begin with.
Well, they could get a stadium.
They got to figure it out. The answer isn't put them in London.
They tried to figure it out. The people, that, you know, obviously, and the owner doesn't want to build one on his own, right? And he couldn't get the public support for it. It went up. They couldn't get the stadium built in San Diego. I don't disagree with you. They should have remained in San Diego. If they could have gotten a new stadium, they would have stayed there. This Chargers in L.A., though, is a disaster. We'll all agree to that, right?
Yeah,
nobody
absolutely
cares about the Chargers in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I agree. But London, oh, God. And God forbid the NFL put a Super Bowl in London. I lose my mind. I can't take it.
Yes. Well, you can't do that. I agree with you there.
But anyway, last week I said to you I wasn't worried about Lamar Jackson. And how dumb am I? Because he ran through us like a hot knife butter on Sunday.
And somebody here told you that was going to happen, right?
I wonder who that was.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Indeed. Yeah. Yes, right. Exactly. So
King for that.
No one listens. Yeah. No one listens to me. And that's the problem. That's okay.
I will say this, though. I'm happy we played him now. Because if we see him again in the playoffs, I think I pray to God we'll be better prepared. Because they beat us like a government mule on Sunday night. We couldn't stop them if our life depended on it.
You can't beat that team because Belichick. You can't defend that kid the way he plays quarterback. You can't, and that's why you're not going to beat them. You're done. They have your number, and your Patriots will never beat them.
He doesn't believe that.
It's never going to happen.
I would definitely be willing to take some action on that.
Well, of course. Well, you can talk to your buddy Moose about that. Text him when we hang up, all right?
Johnny, tough drive home for you. That was a tough one. Down.
Take care, John. All right? There you go. So, you know what I mean?
I get it, yes.
Andrew's here. I don't want to bump the guy again.
No.
Before.
He's here, yes. What's up, Andrew?
Andrew's my friend.
Yes. That's the Patriots party line, by the way, that this is a good time. We played the Ravens now. We saw him.
Oh, that's what the Pats fans say. Good point.
We see him again. We'll know how to do it. We'll deal with it. This is a good thing in the end.
Well, which is right.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. What a load of malarkey.
The Giants led the Cowboys 9-3 last night when that black cat interrupted Monday Night Football in the second quarter. Dallas then outscored New York 34-9. Not sure the cat made the difference, but head coach Jason Garrett happy his team found its game for whatever reason.
We got a little rhythm going as the game went on offensively, made some big plays, and I thought we just started playing the way we wanted to play.
Garrett got three touchdown passes from Dak Prescott, a season-high 139 yards from Ezekiel Elliott. The defense returned a Daniel Jones fumble 63 yards in the final seconds for the 37-18 final. The Giants have dropped six in a row to the Cowboys, five straight overall. Jones committed three turnovers total, was sacked five times, and Saquon Barkley just 28 yards on 14 carries. Rams linebacker Clay Matthews returns to practice tomorrow. Then they decide if he can play Sunday against the Steelers. Matthew broke his jaw in week 5. New Seahawks wideout Josh Gordon cleared to practice later this week. Maybe he debuts Monday night in San Francisco. And Dolphins running back Mark Walton suspended 4 games for multiple offseason arrests. He was their number one option after trading Kenyon Drake to Arizona. The Bucks and T-Wolves waited an extra 50 minutes to play last night in Minnesota while a crooked rim was fixed. Giannis knew something was up.
I was making shots, so I was happy. And the ones that said the rim is crooked, I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I was making a lot of shots.
Giannis is funny, too. He then posted 34 points, 15 boards, and 6 assists, and a 134-106 win.
Was he funny?
Ha ha, he ha.
I mean, do you think he was funny?
Yes, very funny.
I'm just saying, like, throwing it out there, Andrew.
Should he do a stand-up special?
No.
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 Did it make me chuckle?
Yeah.
Sure.
It made you chuckle?
Yeah.
I didn't chuckle.
The shorthanded Warriors surprised the Blazers 127-118. That's their first win in Chase Center. The Sixers, the last team to lose this season, 114-109 in Phoenix last night. And the Rockets won in Memphis 107-100 the night after an ugly 29-point loss in Miami. Gerrit Cole, Anthony Rendon, Zach Wheeler, and Madison Bumgarner among 10 players that got a $17.8 million qualifying offer from their last team yesterday. They can play for that next season. And now their teams would get draft pick compensation if they leave. Thurman Munson, Dwight Evans, Lou Whitaker, the first-timers on the 10-man ballot for the Hall of Fame's Modern Era Committee. That's the group that picked Jack Morris and Alan Trammell 2 years ago. Alabama QB.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Remains a game-time decision
for
Saturday against LSU.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Returned to practice last week. He had surgery October 20th for his high ankle sprain. And from the NHL, the Bruins' win streak is 6-4 over the Penguins last night. Brad Marchand, 2 goals and 3 assists. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
All right.
Job well done.
Thank you, Andrew. Great job. See you tomorrow. Okay.
What? All right.
Oh, because, I had a lot of questions for Andrew.
You could have asked him.
I was slow on the draw.
You were focused on something else.
You're right. I'm angry about this whole landscaper. That's the problem. Oh, but that's all
you
got to
let it go.
I know.
You got to move on from that.
You're right.
How about Deshaun Watson? You know who he credited for getting over his eye injury?
No.
Or what he credited?
Visine?
No.
What?
Take another guess.
Vaseline?
Nope. It's nothing.
Kerosene.
It's nothing.
Anything seen?
The Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
That helped his. Wait a minute. You see that? That helped his eye?
That's what he said.
The Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Help him get all over his injury.
I'm not going to get into the detail.
Yeah.
But. That was a craze over the Sunday with the whole thing with the Popeyes.
What do you mean? At your house?
Not at my house, but at some of these places all over. There was like fist fights and in one spot, guys cursing and yelling at the people.
I want
my sandwich. You know, all that. His daughter's there. It was bad.
Yeah, I don't understand why you'd fight over a fast food sandwich.
Because you have to really get a life. That's one reason.
I don't know. People get all heated and bothered about stupid stuff.
Because they're sick. Now, Mike, no details needed, but he was at, you were at a Popeye's place.
On Sunday, yeah.
And you were doing some content, which is good. And you did you have the sandwich?
I did not eat the sandwich, did not, no.
Were the lines crazy at Popeye's?
40 people deep, yeah. I mean,
really?
They were a half hour to 45 minutes for a sandwich, yep. At a fast food place.
Mayhem? Was it mayhem?
Not mayhem, just really boring standing in line, but not mayhem, no.
Wow. Now, the sandwich, I hear, is amazing.
It was a
45-minute wait for the sandwich?
Just guessing, looking at the length of the line, yeah, I would say so.
I would never wait 45 minutes.
I got to try the sandwich. I mean, enough of this.
We got to get it.
We do have to get it.
There's a Popeye's around here.
Dude, enough of them. We'll just microwave it. We even get the day before.
So he said, the eye is great. I'll tell you the key.
What are you talking about? The key is Deshaun Watson.
Oh. We got into the story. The key is the Popeye's chicken sandwiches that I ate this week that helped the eye. I hope Deshaun Watson got a nice check for that one.
Hope he did too. What's on this chicken sandwich?
No, it's a spicy breaded fried chicken cutlet.
Are there pickles on it?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Because a lot of times with chicken sandwiches, if it's a fried cutlet, it's usually just pickles.
I'm looking at it. Yes, there's pickles.
How did I know that? See,
and it looks like there's some kind of special sauce.
I guess you Googled it, Moose.
No, there's a picture right here.
Well, you made a comment about Google.
Today's Sunday, Monday.
Let me see.
Tuesday.
Hold on now, Hot Shop. It looks like there's a little mayonnaise on there, too.
That's what I just said.
I didn't hear you say that.
I was busy burying you about the Google comment. Some kind of white sauce on it. Looks like mayonnaise.
Now, Chick-fil-A.
Or maybe it's an aioli.
Nice. Chick-fil-A just does pickles on their original Chick-fil-A sandwich. And it's great. That's how I get... Even if I'm not a Chick-fil-A, if I get, sometimes there's a place, Bear Burger. We talked about Bear Burger.
Yeah, Bear Burger, yeah.
sometimes I get their chicken cutlet sandwich.
Okay.
And you put your toppings on. I just get pickles.
Okay.
To me, a Southern style fried chicken sandwich
just
needs pickles and you're good.
I got you.
I need to know what's going on at Popeyes.
You just showed me, actually. Yeah, I just showed you. It looks like there's some kind of dressing on it. It looks like mayonnaise. It looks like you got pickles and mayo on it.
I'm really
surprised.
Unless
it's some kind of spicy aioli.
That Mike hasn't tried this yet.
No, Mike is... It's not that... I wouldn't say it's the sandwich you'd go to if you're a healthy eater like Mike.
No, well, I'm a healthy eater, but I like to indulge in stuff like that. I'm just not waiting 45 minutes in line for something. That's the bigger issue.
But here's the one thing.
You can work while you're doing it.
Well, yeah, you can work. I passed by Popeyes yesterday. There was no line. There was nobody beating each other up outside to go get a chicken sandwich.
You should have stopped and grabbed four of them.
No, I should have, but I drove by. Like, I don't understand. Like, there was no, like, it was on a main strip. It's a well-known Popeyes. I pass it all the time, like, when I'm going over to Costco and ShopRite, whatever.
In Connecticut. There's a Popeyes in Connecticut.
There is a Popeyes in Connecticut. There's one in Portchester. I pass. There's not, and I passed with them multiple times since this chicken sandwich has come out. There's never been like this. Basically, people with pitchforks and baseball bats trying to get in to go get this chicken sandwich. I mean, but, I've never seen that. But you tell me stories about people beating each other up.
This is what I'm hearing. And
45-minute waits for Mikey B.
Said it, and because I think because Sunday was it the.
Well, Sunday was the day it came out, so I would assume as the week progresses, hopefully the lines would subside a little bit.
Well, Moose, you kind of just explained everything, what we need to do now. You need to swing by, grab four, okay, and then I guess five if you want to include Andrew. And then...
And we got to heat up in the microwave, though.
You just wrap it in a paper towel. Just lay out the money. I'll pay you back. And then you wrap it in a paper towel.
One minute in, and
you're good.
Yeah.
There's enough sodium in these things, bro. They're not going to go bad. And this is not like fresh chicken. This is loaded with chemicals.
What a buildup. I can't wait to bite into that.
You're a cook.
It's loaded with sodium and chemicals. That's some buildup, Taz. Get me some.
But it's true. You know I'm telling the truth on it. You know that thing is loaded with sodium.
What's
the name of the sandwich? Do you know?
Well, it's the...
spicy chicken sandwich.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Well...
Somebody yesterday at SNY got it. Also works at Good Morning America. Told me that... they brought him in.
Can you read that? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Let me just finish. Let me just finish.
All right, go ahead.
Said the sandwich is amazing.
Okay.
Said the sandwich is amazing. All right, let me see the headline.
Thank you. There you go.
Man dies stabbing in Maryland after stabbing in Maryland Popeyes. Fight over chicken sandwich. I mean, come on. You got to be morons.
Dude, it's really unbelievable. Did. This is sad.
I mean, you're stabbing each other. People are stabbing each other over a chicken sandwich. I mean, that's stupid.
I mean, it's like...
It's dopey.
I mean, it's sad. It's really sad.
That's depressing. That really is depressing. Think about that. Someone's being buried because over a dopey, spicy chicken sandwich. And I like Popeyes. It has nothing to do with the brand. But you're fighting and killing each other over a chicken sandwich?
Can I share this with you?
Let's hear.
The chicken sandwich. Take a guess how many milligrams of sodium's in it.
I couldn't even tell you.
I Googled it, Moose.
Okay.
You told me about Googling.
Google.
Right? Remember you made your comment earlier?
Yeah, Google it.
1350. Okay. That's a lot of sodium.
That's a lot of sodium.
This is not that bad, believe it or not. There's only 440 calories. That's actually not that bad for
a chicken sandwich.
There's 19 grams of fat, which is all from the oil. So
a lot of protein.
Yeah, there is 28 grams of protein because it's probably white meat, but with all that other stuff in it. So, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
We got to go get them.
You're going to get five?
Not today. My washing machine takes priority over the chicken sandwich.
And the car. The car problem.
And the car.
Well, you might get gas on the air if you eat this.
It's true. You're right about that. Yeah.
I just set you up. Yes. I guess you just blew right by it.
No, you can. 855-212-4227. Yes, you've had gas on the air, no?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I think you had it last segment. That's a whole nother story.
Did I? No.
Bad, bro.
I didn't fart last segment.
Well, I don't know. Either that or your gallbladder fell out on the floor. Something happened. I smelled something bad.
That was fine. It might have been the coffee.
Might have been.
It's Taz and the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Winding down a Tuesday morning program. We'll be with you all week long, obviously. Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Make sure to download that podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, each and every day. We appreciate all the love and support. Give us a follow on Twitter as well, at Taz and the Moose, at official Taz, 1Z, at Mark Malusis with a C. Let's get to it. Here we go, the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Michael.
All right, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but Baker Mayfield in the post game had a mustache. When he showed up to the game to play the Broncos, he had a beard. A little odd to have a post game shave before your presser?
Well, yeah, yes, but you missed one. He showed up with a full beard. For the game, he had a Fu Manchu, which is like Sidebar Jones. And at the end of the game, he had a just old school mustache. Okay, like
so
an adult film
twice.
Star. Twice, correct. He showed up full beard Jones. Shaved before the game, had a Fu Manchu. Then after the game, shaved off the bars of the Fu Manchu. It's very innovative. I got to tell you, I've never seen anybody do this. I never heard of this. It's hysterical. I think it's great.
You give them credit for certainly the execution, Taz, right?
Really?
Got the game plan going Seriously. In of his, what he wanted to look like during the course of the game. And clearly, I wonder if he won. Would he have stuck with the Fu Manchu?
Yes. You read my mind, because that's what I was thinking, too. I think that he might have shaved off the Fu Manchu because it was like bad luck Jones.
Right,
you know?
Because they lost.
He's just trying
to
find some mojo. You know
no
what I mean?
No doubt, right. And maybe this look, he kind of looks sheepish with this look, though.
What'd you say?
Sheepish. Meek.
He does. I never heard that word. And I'm like a thesaurus.
I didn't look at him post game as being kind of this alpha male leader of the Cleveland Browns.
He looked like a slunker.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he did. He just looked like a lowlander.
Right.
So yeah. No, you're right. I don't know, man. I think he's just trying to find some kind of mojo. He just needs some kind of luck. He's like, damn. Full beard's gonna
some kind of positive
proof. Why do you just show up before the game with the full beard? And then in the locker room, you shave it. Like, he obviously had that beard in practice all week. Like, that's the part I'm a little confused on.
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't know what the rationalization was. Why wouldn't you keep the beard, then go with the mustache after the game if you lost? Why go to the Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe
you should spend some more time thinking about the game plan.
Well,
his facial hair.
That's key right there. That right there is a very important thing. But he's all about the image. He's hoping to get another commercial.
Yeah.
He dominates TV with his commercials.
Oh, my God. It's all him and his girlfriend. They're all over the place.
Nonstop. There's a new one. Did you see the new one last night with the fire alarm?
Oh, no. I missed it.
He's in one of the VOMs of the whatever the stadium is where the Browns play. The gimmick with his, that's his house.
Right.
And he's walking the hall. You know, like when you have a screwed up battery in your smoke detector?
Chirping.
Yeah. And that's what was happening. In the VOM, like the hallway of this giant stadium. Just him. And it's like,
and he's trying to find out
where it is. Actually pretty funny.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty good stuff.
The commercials haven't been bad.
No, you should just stick to that.
There's just been a lot of them.
Just stick to the commercials. Yes. Stop playing football, buddy.
Next.
Ooh. Oh.
The first installment of the college football playoff rankings come out tonight. Who do you have 1 through 4?
Well, I'm not going to say that here. That's for tomorrow. Why would I do that here?
Well, I want your projection or prediction.
Oh, you do, huh?
Tomorrow it'll be easy.
Right. If you're asking me right now, my prediction would be... I would go... If you're asking... Best team in the country, I think, right now is Ohio State.
I disagree.
I'd go... Okay, let me... Then you
LSU.
Then you go yours.
I'm going to go LSU first.
Okay, I'm going to go Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Clemson.
Okay, all right. I mean, we're splitting hairs here. I'm going to go LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama.
Wow.
I want to see. I want to see what happens this week. I think Alabama's playing LSU this weekend, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so that's Saturday in the 3:30 game of the week.
Ask this question next week.
Yeah. So you'd go LSU one. You think LSU right now is a better team than Ohio State?
I do. I would lean towards them a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll agree to disagree. So we flipped a couple of switches there, but we'll see what the rankings are when they come out tonight. I have Ohio State. Taz has got LSU as the top team in the land. All right, next.
Tua Tagovailoa.
MLB finalists have been announced for Cy Young, MVP, etc., Rookie of the Year. Should they have done this during the playoffs to build buzz?
No, that's a good question. I don't think they want to take away from the focus of the World Series or the playoffs. And announcing it, it kind of get buried a little bit. So you kind of want to put it out on its own. Do you not, Taz?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. Yeah, you want to give it its platform. To your point, you want to give it its own platform. You don't want to, you know, nothing to divert people's attention anywhere because there's so much going on, you know, with sports. And, yeah, I definitely think so. Oh, by the way, side note.
Yeah.
Pete the Body is going to help me with that email issue. He's got a guy here at the company.
Yeah. Nice. There you go. Nice. You make sure you create a nice password for him. Create it. Bilotti123.
I'm going to go with my normal password. Taz Rules.
Nice.
That's it.
Need one number.
Wonder why you're locked out.
Yeah.
Wonder why you're locked out. That Pete the Body's funny.
All right, next.
Oh, man.
I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
Would you put Lamar Jackson in the MVP conversation?
I think he's in the conversation. I wouldn't put him at the top of the list. I think Russell Wilson right now is the MVP.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with
22 touchdowns, one interception. He's been fantastic.
I agree.
Not taken away from Lamar Jackson. You want to say he deserves to be in the conversation?
Right.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Yeah. I don't think he's leading right now, though.
I agree with everything you said. Totally agree with you. I love Lamar Jackson. I know you do, too. He's fun to watch. He really is. Throwing the ball a little better and all that jazz. But, yeah, I'm with you.
He's changed the vibe of that Raven team.
Energy, you know, man.
The energy of the team, where that used to be all about the defense, all about the defense. It was almost like the offense was there in spite of the defense.
Yeah.
You know, Flacco wasn't this dynamic personality. They had Ray Rice, who was good for a stretch before his career unceremoniously came to an end with everything off the field, Taz. But, the defense defined them for decades. The offense defines the Baltimore Ravens now, and that's because of one guy, Lamar Jackson. The connectivity that he has with that team is real and tangible. You see it on the field. You see it on the sideline.
No doubt, man. No doubt about it. And what you said about Russell with Wilson with the with how he's doing as far as an MVP guy in the league, there's no doubt about it. He's doing some special stuff for sure. But back to Lamar Jackson, I love him. I think he's great, and he's fun. He's really fun to watch. And, and Ingram's doing a great job running the ball there, too. He don't get enough credit, you know, so he's doing really well.
Very, very well. All right, next.
Live from Fordham University, women's basketball.
Lakers' Anthony Davis says he won't rule out signing with the Bulls next summer. Could you see the brow in Chicago?
He also said Chicago's the mecca of basketball, not New York.
That's not true. Yeah, it's not the mecca.
That is not true. Could I see him leaving? It would have to be an absolute disaster for him to leave the Lakers and LeBron James. And maybe it could be, Taz, but
can I envision him leaving Los Angeles,
the Lakers, and playing with LeBron James to go play with the Bulls?
No, sir. I don't see that
happening. I have a hard time envisioning that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see that happen.
Even with him being a Chicago guy and the like, I have a hard time envisioning that.
Chicago's not the mecca.
I love how the storylines continue. It's always like throwing it out there. It's like chum in the water for the NBA fan, and they eat it up with a spoon. Mike can't get enough of it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
imagine
Mike,
when it'd be the Bulls.
Yeah, no,
do you think he leaves for the Bulls?
No.
There you go. Yeah. All right, thank you, everyone.
Taz, great job.
You too, sir.
Good luck with your email. Pete, good job taking care of Taz's email. Job well done. Mike, fantastic. Bogus with the updates. Jerry Rice for joining us earlier on the program as well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Till tomorrow, enjoy your Tuesday. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.